There it says commit thy way unto the Lord. If you have margins in your Bible, it will say that, roll thy way upon the Lord. The same word is used elsewhere in the scriptures. In Psalm 22, verse 8, it says that the Lord Jesus Christ, it's a reference to Christ, it says he trusted on, or he committed, rolled his way upon the Lord, and he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. And of course, that's, people were mocking the Lord Jesus Christ, and they were witnessing of the fact that when the Lord Jesus Christ was ministering, he was trusting the Lord, Jehovah, that he had committed himself. He was rolling his life upon his Father in heaven. And in Psalm 22, of course, it's a messianic psalm, prophecies about the Savior. And that's exactly the words that the wicked men used to while the Lord was hanging upon the cross. And so that is the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. His life was a life of committing his way, rolling his life upon Jehovah. And there are many other passages that use similar expressions, and I won't take time to go through them, but here it says to us, commit thy way unto the Lord. Give your whole life, your way, your course of action into God's hands. And then you confide in him as completely as a little child confides in the mother. Give it up, the Lord is saying. Give it up to him to rule it, to guide you, to lead you in every step of your way. Put the helm of your ship, as it were, into the hand of the Almighty Pilot. Leave the guidance of your pilgrimage, this path that you're in, to him who has led you, and he has brought you thus far through this desert world. And so he will lead you still. And I don't know about your life. I don't know what is happening in your life, but this is so applicable for all of us. We still need to commit our way to God day in, day out. The Greek translation of this text, the Septuagint, translated like this: reveal thyself unto the Lord. And that is very expressive. Instead of saying commit thy way, it is in the Greek, it would be translated as reveal thy way unto the Lord. And it is expressive of the relief which the believer, when we are burdened with trouble, with anxiety, and you are burdened right now with all kinds of things, I'm sure of it. I am certainly. And what happens? We reveal our way to God. We open our case before God. We pour out our soul before God in fervent prayer. It's a text that is talking about prayer. Roll the whole burden of your life upon the Lord. Leave with Jehovah not merely your present fretfulness and worry, but all of your cares. In fact, submit the whole tenor, the whole direction of your way to him. So what should we do when we obey this text? We are casting away anxiety. We are, I'm saying, I'm resigning my will to God. Submitting my judgments, whatever it is, whatever I'm thinking about the world, I'm submitting that to God. I'm leaving all of these things with the Lord. And what a medicine it is then. This is for canceling anxiety and envy and all other things. How blessed you would be if you were to be obedient to this text. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Spurgeon said this: our destiny shall be joyfully accomplished if we confidently entrust all to our Lord. And so it is then we can sing as we do that hymn, thy way, not mine, O Lord. However dark it be, O lead me by thine own right hand. Choose out the path for me. Smooth let it be or rough, it will be still the best. Winding or straight, it matters not. It leads me to thy rest. And you know the rest of the hymn as well. So here it says to us, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And you think to yourself, Who is this talking about? Is this somebody who is a young teenager who has no experience? No, no. David is speaking here as an old man. He has experienced much in his life. And so he's saying to the readers, this is what I've been doing. And you ought to be doing the same. I am not some young person who is pretending to know everything. But I am one who has been broken under the weight of sin and guilt. And I have chosen my own way at different times in my life. But this is what I have learned. At the end of my days, I have learned that I must commit my soul to God. And so instead of trying to quell your fears with panic prayers, surrender yourself to God through a prayer of relinquishment and see what God will do. Again, Spurgeon says, trust also in him and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring it to pass. It says it is quite certain that you cannot bring it to pass. So you will be wise if you leave it with him who can do that, who can do what you cannot. So you cannot do many things. We can't change the weather. We cannot change anything, even the simple things of life. And the Lord is saying, but God can change those things. Don't plan without God, the Lord is saying. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Don't plan without God. And as I come to a close of this, I just want to encourage you. As we come to pray, as we were thinking earlier on, you reveal what is in your life to God. How do you reveal that? In prayer. You bring it to God. Whatever it is, whatever is burdening your soul, your life, and the things that we desire. We desire God's presence with us. And in this stormy life, and you only have to look at the media, you have to look around you, you even have to talk to some Christians, and you see so much fear. We see the storms, we see the threatenings, we see the rumors, we hear it, we are burdened with all kinds of things, and you think the ship is sinking, the ship of evangelicalism, we could say, it has already sunk. But what is God doing? What is God at the helm? Is the Lord upon his throne? I read about a terrible storm that took place, and I don't know where it was. I can't remember exactly where I read it. But there was a small passenger ship that was in the midst of this tempest, this storm. And they had to throw out some of the furniture and furnishings. They had to tie down some of the furniture. And the passengers, they were all confined to their own cabin. And no one was coming out. And everyone thought that the ship was doomed. It was going to sink. There was no hope. But they didn't know what was happening at the top. And so finally, one of the passengers who was determined to find out if there was any hope of survival, he set out to see who was in charge, who was in command, where were the staff. And so he was clinging to everything. He carried on going. And he saw that the captain was behind the wheel, as it were. He was there, and he was trying to take the little boat in a very narrow space. He was trying to guide the boat to a safe place. And there were all kinds of jagged rocks at each side, and there was this storm. And the noise was so great that the captain thought, this man will not hear whatever I say to him. So the captain said, this is what I will do. I will look to him and smile. And that is all the captain did. And the man got the message. All is well. The captain is smiling. He is not worried. And so I can go and take this message to everyone else below the deck and say, don't be afraid. All is well. I have seen the captain's face. And he smiled at me. And my friends, this is where we go in prayer. We enter into eternity. The prayer is that open window, that open door, and we are sticking our heads out, and we are looking to God, and by faith we see Him, not worried, not fearful, but smiling at us. And sometimes we can't hear His voice. Sometimes we are so confused, and everything is black around us, and we don't know what to think and what to do. But by prayer, you stick your head out, and you look, and in the midst of your confusion, He is smiling at you. So when your life is being battered with the storms of life, and you are feeling hopeless, this is what we are doing. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Will you trust this? Will you believe that God is sovereign? Will you commit your way unto the Lord? Then it is that you will find peace, even in the midst of the turmoil. We can trust in Him. Oh, how wonderful our Savior Jesus Christ is. How He has saved us, and He has kept us, and He has promised to keep us still. His ship, His church, His people will not sink. The outward things might sink. The evangelicalism that you might see around you, it might have already sunk. But the Lord's people will not sink. His true people will not sink. So let the world throw pastors in prison. Will it affect the ship? Will it dethrone God? Let the world charge us with all kinds of things. Will it dethrone God? No. My friends, today is the 16th of October. And 16th of October, 1812, Henry Martin died. A young man died in Turkey while he was riddled with illness, and he had translated the Persian New Testament. He didn't see hardly anyone converted. But years later, thousands upon thousands have come to know the Savior through his work. He might have died thinking he has achieved very little for God, but only eternity will tell. In 1555, same day, 16th of October, Nicholas Ridley and Hugh Latimer were tied to the stake, and they were both burnt alive. Do you think the ship of Christ sunk when they were burnt at the stake? No. It actually empowered. It rekindled the flames of God. And what did they see as they were dying? The smiling face of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you think about Stephen, when he was dying, what did he see? Christ standing to receive him. And Christ is ready, my friends, to receive us too. Let us commit our ways to God, and let us trust also in Him, and He will bring it to pass. His own will and His own purposes will be achieved. So be encouraged, my friends, from this text. May God bless you.